Did you know that left to ourselves, to our own wisdom, to our own wills, we would never choose God? Romans chapter 3, verse 11 is blunt. It says, no one understands, no one seeks for God. That cuts against everything we're told in our day. We like to think that people are searching, that they're spiritually curious, that they're seeking truth. But Paul says, on our own, we don't seek God. And why is that? Because sin has distorted our desires. We don't naturally run toward God, we run from Him. And this is why salvation must begin with God. Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 44, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. So if God didn't pursue you, you would never pursue Him. And this humbles us deeply. Your salvation is not the result of your spiritual insight. It is the result of God's sovereign grace. And this fuels worship, because the God you weren't seeking came looking for you. Luke chapter 19, verse 10, the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. You didn't find Him. He's the one who found you. So pray this prayer with me today. God, thank you for pursuing me when I was running from you, and keep my heart seeking you daily. Here's two peoples that you can pray for, Jared and Megan Etheridge and their family are missionaries in South Africa. And also pray for the Zigula LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania, Niger, and the Congo.